Welcome to Forward, a podcast by EasyCare, where we protect what moves you, with your host, Corey Smith. The views and opinions expressed by guests in this podcast may not be those of the host or EasyCare and Apco Holdings Brands.
Welcome to Forward. I'm your host, Corey Smith, National Fixed Operations Training Manager with EasyCare. Please welcome my guest today, Nick Askew, CEO of Space Auto. Nick, welcome to Forward.
Thanks for having me here, Corey. Big fan.
Oh, I appreciate that. So tell us a little bit about you and Space Auto. What is it?
So I actually started selling cars when I was 20 years old. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to drive the cars, wasn't able to be on the insurance policy. So I was the only salesperson that wasn't allowed to drive them. But I went through sales, F&I, sales management, and ended up leading marketing and operations for a 40-store group. And had to make a decision based on, you know, my career trajectory of, you know, do I want to stay in retail or do I want to solve all of the problems that I've seen throughout the sales organization and invariable. And really what I struggled to do is you had all of these different, you know, OEMs, you had all of these different providers, you had all of these different parts of the sales process. But at the end of the day, you've got someone wanting to buy a car and someone wanting to sell a car, right? The rest is just noise in between. So we ended up pulling all of these dealers in between selling, you know, menu presentations and CRMs and websites and all of these things. They end up using 13 different pieces of software to take a customer through a process. And then everyone wonders why it takes 4 or 5 hours to buy a car. You know, selling a car should not be that hard. So we decided to take away the Frankenstein approach and start with a simple philosophy of how can we unify that process to where the dealer has everything that they need to sell a car, communicate, and make a profit. The customer has everything that they need to do their research, communicate with the dealer, and get exactly what they want. That's what Space Auto is taking all of these 13 pieces of software that we use to sell a car and, you know, speed up the buying process and make car buying a delight for everyone.
Well, I definitely like that. I'm sure the dealers and the customers like that as well. I got to tell you that, you know, you just told me that you're 21. You don't look like you're out of your 20s yet. So you're doing really well. To look as good as you do and be in the car business. I love the processes that you're talking about. So this episode is really geared towards talking about AI, right? So if we talk about and we'll title the episode AI and the future of F&I, and how profitability it can be in engagement with the customers. So let's just jump right into it. And I got this question for you. How are AI technologies currently being implemented in the F&I sector?
Well, it's just the dawn of it right now. And AI is the buzzword of 2024, right? So, you know, that it's, but we're just on the beginning portions of how it's actually being used, right? You know, last year, the first kind of chatbots came out that were using generative AI. But in the F&I process, you know, you've seen little bits of it being used in like document processing and verification of identity. You've seen, you know, enhanced customer profiling, something that we do. Is take, you know, all of the data points of everyone throughout, you know, their online experience and their Equifax data and their financial data and do predictive credit modeling and run that against banks already. So we can tell, you know, what the best way to structure a deal profitably without actually sitting there. So, you know, and these are just the basic parts of the F&I process that are already being automated. But I think we're just at the beginning of how it can actually change the F&I landscape right now. You know, those kind of analytics and the data that we can get from it, since everything's so segmented across, you know, websites and your F&I process and even, warranty administrators and all of these different places. Right now, it's very hard to actually do very meaningful things with the data until you combine that all together. And the more data that you have together, the grander things that we can do. So, you know, it's just beginning.
I'd say so. And I love technology. And I think this podcast really screams that because it's part of my core. And I love where we are with AI right now and seeing it change. I mean, it's tenfold almost every other day that it's changing and getting better and updates are coming. And it's just amazing. So if we really look at it in a way of digital retailing, changing the traditional F&I landscape, what are some things that you're seeing there that dealerships can really take a hold of?
Well, I think for F&I, right, you know, it's forever. And I say forever ago, when I started selling cars, like it was that long ago, right? It was still, we still had this way of taking people through the process. And I still remember because it was beaten into me. It's, you know, you meet and greet, fact find, inventory selection, walk around, you know, you take a test drive, you ask them if they need a cup of coffee, you go negotiate. Then then I got into F&I and I was trained to do the customer interview, right? And then you bring them in and you sell them the product and you took people through this very linear process. But I'll tell you this, if you had an 800 beacon call you and said, hey, got a paid off trade coming to buy that truck tomorrow, get it gassed up, ready to go for me, and you knew that about that customer, your sales manager is going to break process every time. I don't care who they are, right? I mean, so,
yeah. But show me the money.
Yeah, show me the money, right? Exactly. So the thing is that we have been typically a process driven business, but the future of, in my mind, what the future of actually the car business is more of a hospitality business, right? Is catering your process to be able to take care of the customer's needs, right? Ooh. This, think of the Ritz-Carlton, right?
Oh,
they
yeah.
train their staff not to think about what you need right now, is what you're going to need as your next step. I think this is where AI can be extremely valuable in the F&I process, right? Because you can bring the F&I products into the process much earlier, right? So in digital retailing, in your marketing, in your website, in the sales process, all throughout that process, the customer's not thinking about, you know, any service contracts or how they're going to protect themselves. They're not thinking about how to, you know, best structure a deal. You know, your website definitely isn't doing that. Mm. So it's, you know, statistically, if we bring in, F&I products and we bring in that part of the portion much earlier in the process, you know, your PRU goes up, your, you know, customer acquisition goes down, especially when you're presenting products. And also you create a, you know, better experience for the customer because the first time they're hearing about your F&I products are not, you know, in the box traditionally, you know, they're getting indoctrinated into the process way earlier. So, you know, what it really does for us is A, gives us the ability to tailor a process to that specific customer, but B, introduce things way earlier in the process, ultimately increasing our profitability.
Mm. That's well said. And I think it sounds better from you because of your accent, right? So I believe that sales has a written process and a better process than service. I don't think service historically has a written process. I feel like they make money by accident. Do you think there are some AI tools that can help with the service department to have better processes?
Yeah, I think in the service department, there's a huge opportunity there. You know, for example, you know, we understand that there's two reasons that customers come into the service department, right? They're either there for routine maintenance well, something's wrong and they're mad about it. Right.
Right.
So, you know, and I feel for service writers because they have the hardest job in the dealership because, you know, rarely are they dealing with customers that, you know, are excited about spending money, even on a tire rotation and an oil change, right? And then they come out with them and show them the wiper blades and the air filter and see if they can make a profit that way. But realistically, if we have access to that vehicle data, and we have access to be able to, you know, create, you know, processes automatically using that data within the service drive, we can actually help notify customers and automate communications with customers a little bit proactively. Because customers, you know, historically are on a defensive mode in the service drive, right? And they're trying to get in and out of there. And I think that trust is a big issue there. So even if, you know, and look, I was a service advisor for a little while before entering sales as well. And, you know, you go tell someone, hey, you also need brakes and an alignment, you know, trying to sell them on that is, you know, the very premise of selling someone on a job like that is a hard action to take because it's thought of as a sales process, even if the customer actually needs it. So I think if we can use, you know, data and analytics to proactively prepare customers for routine maintenance and also repairs, and have a conversation with them that helps them, you know, protect their asset, we can kind of break down that wall and help customers understand that we're here to actually help them repair their vehicle and keep it running rather than sell them another product. It's a data-driven preventative approach rather than a
emotional.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of them buying on emotion, they're buying on data.
Yes. Right?
So if we downshift a little bit into a different gear and go back to F&I, how can AI-driven tools help F&I managers increase that profitability that you're talking about?
Well, one, it's bringing in the F&I process way earlier, right? If I'm even looking at a vehicle online and that dealer knows that I'm interested in that vehicle, we should be marketing to that customer way earlier on in the process, in the buying process. You know, even when they're doing their research, we should be marketing to that customer about how they're going to protect their asset. You know, personalized interactions, you know, there's AI chatbots right now that, you know, can facilitate some personalized conversations and set up appointments, do all of those things. But I think allowing customers to be introduced to those processes and those products at their own pace, one, breaks down the barrier before they get to the, and educates them before they get to the dealership. But two, you know, menu presentations online, you know, I think one thing that scares dealers is the ability to be in charge of their own paycheck, right?
Right.
And that's why they're reluctant to introduce these kind of things. But if you can automate some of those tasks and understand that the AI is going to do a very good job at looking at millions of data points and looking at, you know, every possible outcome, knowing how to maximize a deal, knowing how to put a menu presentation together and introduce that to the customer, even if they're just, you know, filling out forms online, it's going to streamline some of those routine tasks. And I think that that's how it can improve the process is just one, introduce it early, and to give the F&I manager, you know, the ability to maximize every deal just by analyzing the data, looking at which calls the best, maybe even implementing a automated process for, you know, creating a menu presentation that maximizes maybe not even just the PRU on a per deal basis, but what's most likely going to result in the customer keeping that service contract and coming back to the dealership. maybe increasing the lifetime value, right? Here's the deal. Everybody's focused on PRU of the deal, but I don't want to sell that customer one car and make a 10 pounder, right? I'd rather, you know, well, I do, but I want to sell that customer five cars over their lifetime and have them come to the service department, keep their cars, keep their service contracts, reduce my chargebacks. And that's the power of big data, right? Is that we can make better decisions without tunnel vision, and we can actually focus on, you know, maybe what can be profitable over time rather than profitable in the moment.
Ooh, that's solid gold right there, Nick. I like that a lot. How can AI improve customer engagement? We're always talking about, you know, how can we keep the retention high and keep our customers coming back? So in your mind, how can AI improve that customer engagement with that F&I process that you're talking about?
I think that's just giving them what they want when they want it. I think that's the essence of digital customer service, right? You know, for the longest time, dealers have been trained to take control of the conversation and situation, right? If a lead comes in, it's when can you be here? Your power is your presence. We'll, you know, I think that culturally in the customer's eyes has changed. You know, leads are down. You know, year over year, traditional leads are down around 30%, but the increase in people engaging with digital retail tools are up about 38%, right? So what this shows is a shift in what the customer actually just wants to do all the boring stuff at home. They want to give you your credit application. They want to get their trade value. They want to do all of these things at home. Implementing that in the F&I space as well, allowing them to get real-time, you know, bank rates, allowing them to get real-time taxes added to their deal, allowing them to see products in real-time, building that into their payments, you know, setting the expectations on their terms, just being okay with providing that digital customer service doesn't mean that we take away our ability to, you know, make profit. It just allows the customer to be in the driver's seat a little bit more.
Yeah, and I think if they're in control, their anxiety level goes down, but we're still, you know, humans, right? We want to have that interaction, that connection, right, with another person, right? Whether it's, you know, face-to-face over the phone or virtually, right? So in what ways do AI and digital tools streamline that F&I operation? And can this also help reduce cost?
Oh, yeah. It can absolutely reduce cost, because what do we end up doing? You know, it's funny when I took, you know, as a prerequisite to the people that build product in my company, they go mystery shop dealers. And as an example, we went out to one dealership and filled a trade appraisal online. Then we got to the dealership and he was like, oh, that's just our online trade tool. He proceeds to pick up a piece of paper and do the trade devaluation and walk around. And, you know, hey, have you smoked in it? No. Is it any Walmart dings? No. He goes to it. He then takes it to the desk manager, who then hand types all of that handwritten information into VAuto, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So now you've got three different touch points of data being moved around. So that's how you reduce cost, is bringing that all together.
Yeah, right? That does sound like a little bit of a nightmare, especially if they're just doing one finger at a time.
Oh yeah, no, because that's traditionally how we're gonna type that in. But you know, at the same time, right? You know, there are challenges there. It can streamline operations, because here's what AI is going to be good at doing. All those monotonous tasks that we don't want to do anyway, over time, we have all of these pieces of software to use, right? We have our DMS, we have our CRM, our F&I presentation building. We've then got to go, you know, actually, you know, put that into the system and get all of our, you know, customers to have that data match between systems. And then we've got to run our chargebacks every month. And we've got to do all of these monotonous tasks. That's how you streamline operations. That's why selling a car takes so long. That's why operations is such a pain at the dealership. All of these tasks can be automated. And what you end up doing as a result of this is you automate those tasks with AI, and it gives you back the time to be human again.
I like that.
It's a paradox, right? Because you use technology to help move technology out of the way.
Yeah,
and okay. Giving you the time back in your day not to be the desk manager that sits behind and throw stuff in blue screen. still some dealers, right? But actually just automates as much of that as possible so you can do what you really are great at. I see all of these fantastic salespeople get promoted to F&I and sales managers, and then they get in the box, they get behind the sales desk, and you have your greatest people with the highest emotional intelligence be behind a computer. Give those people the opportunity to take a turn and build relationships again.
Oh, I like that. So what are some common challenges that you see F&I departments faced with when integrating AI and digital solutions, and how do they overcome them?
I think data quality is the first one. I think data quality, everybody's CRM is a mess. A lot of people have, issues between systems and reconciling that. That's one thing that I feel very passionately about as far as unifying that process. It's not just for unifying the experience. It's also unifying the data. I think employee resistance, fear of job loss, right? Fear of not being in control of your own paycheck. But mm-hmm. Here's the deal. If I'm a sales manager that looks at, let's say I look at 5,000 deals a year. Well, cool. If your AI can look at, a million deals, right? And understand the best way to structure it, the best way to structure a menu presentation, you still have the opportunity to check that before you present that to a customer. It's just aiding in that. So I think getting past the resistance of, am I still necessary? Is my job at risk because of this? I think the way that we have to frame AI is it's a way to give your sales team superpowers, not replace them.
Ooh, I like that. Okay. That makes me feel better. I like the way you answered.
Yeah. So those are the biggest hurdles we see is like, am I being replaced? And we've got to have good data to be able to do it right.
Yeah. So we're right up against the time and I want to get into this lightning round. So we got a bonus question, right?
Okay.
Do you have any predictions of what you think AI and digital retailing will look like in the dealership 10 years from now?
Yeah, I think 10 years from now, all your systems are going to be integrated. I think fixed, variable, the website experience, the DMS, everything is just going to be one centralized system. I think a lot of the monotonous tasks are going to be automated. I think we're going to have way more time to focus on high value tasks, like solving problems for customers and actually interacting with them. And I think you're going to have a major uptick in advanced risk management. And I'm not just talking about risk management in terms of verification of employment and identity. I'm talking about risk management in terms of, lenders, in terms of, should we sell this person this service contract for a higher price right now, or should we sell them this service contract because we know they're not going to cancel it because the payment's too high in 2 years and we're going to get a big chargeback, right? So I think in dealerships and all, in the future, they're going to rely way more on a centralized data system with all of these monotonous tasks being moved away. And we're actually just going to be allowed to help our fellow human beings again.
Interesting. I like that. That's a good answer. I really like that little nugget you shared. So what are three takeaways from this episode in your mind that a service director, an owner, a GM, an agent, someone at the leadership team at the dealership can implement to enhance this technology in AI?
You know, don't be afraid to bring the F&I process to the very front. Don't be afraid to introduce your products at the time of marketing on your website during digital retail. I think secondly, start working on thinking how you can bring all of your data together in one place and then stop having segmented systems. And I think finally, be on the forefront of innovation and go and explore, because historically, OEMs and the larger corporations are a little bit behind the times on the programs that they allow dealers to have. And I think it's up to the actual people on the front line to go and explore how to innovate to provide a better customer experience, rather than wait for the OEMs to tell them what the next best thing is based on their own program guidelines. The dealer principals, the service directors, the GMs, the general sales managers, those are the people that should be advocating for innovation and actually explore how to make the process better for everybody.
Okay. How can people get in touch with you?
So they can go to our website is just space.auto. no.com, or they can reach me personally at nick@space.auto, and I would be happy to speak with anyone about any part of their dealership operations.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. EasyCare is a total performance provider working alongside your team to help achieve your goals in F&I and across the dealership. We are an award-winning provider and administrator of F&I products and can provide the tools, knowledge, and training needed to unlock the potential of your dealership. For more information on EasyCare or to be a guest on Forward, please feel free to send me an email at csmith@apcoholdings.com. Nick, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this episode. And I'll ask this last question like I ask every guest. Will you please come back?
Yes, of course. Anytime.
Thank you for listening to Forward, a podcast brought to you by EasyCare with Corey Smith. Be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes are released on the 5th and 20th of every month.